All right, it's another edition of Lose Yourself with Eric Shapiro Show, coming from Pity, Massachusetts, of course, Channel 2, Atlanta, Memphis, Georgia is on Channel 1. Hello, great producer over there, Johnny Richmond. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing good. You use my last name on TV.
Yeah? Well, you love my last name, too.
You're supposed to use my alias.
What's your alias?
I don't know.
John Doe?
John Doe. How's
that? All right. Oh, hey, Bunchy, I know Mr. Jim.
Huh? What was he saying?
Get Ray Bunchy over there.
Yeah, Derek, I'm right here, man. Doing great.
Has the studio finally aired out without me there?
What's he saying? The studio finally aired out without you there?
Yeah, it's starting to air out. It's starting to air out, man.
All right. And, Mr. Jerry Truman. How are you, Mr. Jerry Truman?
What's up, Derek?
Hey, you know what? Always comes to mind, Jerry.
What's that?
It's the Truman Show. You remember that movie with Jim Carrey?
I heard of it before. Yeah, the Truman Show. That's what a lot of people like to joke about. Coming up, it's the Truman Show. Like, right when I'm about to get to a microphone.
Exactly.
Melissa Rose, she's having a blast.
Hi, Derek.
How you doing?
Good. I feel like I never talked to you.
You know, I got to tell you something, you know. It was cool. Right before the show started, you asked for my room number.
Yeah, but not that room.
You know, that hasn't happened to me in years when a lady asked me for my room number, okay?
Well, they do when you call the escort service. The escort service.
I'm sorry?
When you call your escorts, they ask for your room number.
Well,
wait a minute. I was under the impression when you got an escort, you went to their hotel. Why are you buying the hotel?
You know, it's always funny. The girls always ask me for my room number when I'm not in town.
They probably do that on purpose.
I'm Trina from Jersey, Rhode Island. How you doing, Ms. Trina C? Hello? Ms. Trina? Hello?
I'm sorry, Derek. She's not there.
I think she's left.
She left?
Yeah.
I scared another lady off the phone, huh?
I probably did.
No, I probably did. All right. Try to get a... Can you try to get Ms.
Derek, can you, like, go somewhere where your reception doesn't sound like you're in, like, a bubble?
Well, can you try to get Vinny Bucci over?
Yeah, dude, I'm right here. It's just the only problem is your voice sounds like a descrambled printer or something like that.
I mean, not Vinny Bucci. I mean, I'm sorry, Mr. Trina C back on the phone, John.
Yeah, but I can't. I have to hang up with you.
We'll play the first song for the month of February. Number 5 song, 4808 Days and Nights. I mean, this song's playing, John, okay? Try to get Ms. Lucina feedback on the phone, okay?
Alright.
Okay.
My heart to everybody. She
All right, we're back on again, huh? All right. So, Losers of the Derek Chauvin Show, episode 83, of course. And who's sitting on the left of Melissa, who's in the studio, by the way?
We have an in-studio guest.
Who's that?
It's my girlfriend Andrea, Derek.
Wait, who is it?
It's her name is Andrea. She's my girlfriend. She came in to watch the show today.
Wait, let me see. I need to see the jeans.
Derek, you need to get a new cell service, dude.
Seriously, dude, I can't understand a word you're saying.
You.
It's like,
yeah, shit.
Yeah, you're coming in and out, Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I had one of my fans complaining.
One of your two viewers has said something.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Okay, can you hear me now?
Why don't you go outside?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Bring your girlfriend to the screen.
Oh, no.
She really doesn't want to get up, dude.
No. Hello?
You can have one of the guys turn the camera. She doesn't feel comfortable getting up, Derek.
Okay, well, what I want you to do, I can only see her hand, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to twist her hand.
You broke out again.
You want me to twist her hand?
No, kiss it.
What?
Kiss her hand.
Oh, okay.
And then I want you to make her jealous and kiss Melissa Rose's hand.
Okay, really, Derek? Really? Really?
All right?
Dude, I want to live, Derek.
Oh,
I'm dating an attractive woman who can kick my ass. I'm not kissing Melissa's hand.
Why are you such a shit starter?
I'll kiss you.
Okay. So, Trina, how are you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I said I skinned one of your friends this past week, did I, right?
Huh?
I skinned one of your friends this past week, right?
Yes, you did.
You want to share the people about what I did?
Sure.
Okay, guys, John, you ready for this one, guys? Vinny and Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a story of Derek Chauvin being a creeper. Go ahead, Ms. Latrina C.
No, this is Derek Chauvin being a stalker, kinda. Basically, he sees one of my friends at, you know, karaoke and they exchange numbers or whatever, and he decides to call her, I don't know, 16 times in a row in the morning, and she basically wanted to call the cops on him.
God, you're an asshole.
Dude!
Sounds about right, bro.
16? Really? Jerry, come say that into the microphone.
Damn, Derek, that's some simp shit.
You
can't be a simp when you're doing that. You gotta show the ladies. You can't be an old simp when you're with them ladies. You gotta make it look like that you're the busiest man in the world. That's how you do it.
I was doing my morning show. I wanted to tell all my listeners that I found a beautiful lady at karaoke, okay? But it was an on-ear creep style, okay? I do admit it, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I erased her phone number, so I don't even know her phone number anymore, okay? So anyway, let's go on with this episode 83. We do have Melissa and Joan Rivers on the show, the same show as Melissa Rose. So we have two Melissas in the same show. Can we hear about Melissa?
I'm sorry, I checked out of the conversation.
I'm sorry?
What'd you say?
I said we have two Melissas in the same show. Melissa Rivers and Melissa Rose. This is awesome, huh?
I think, isn't their last name really Rosenberg?
I don't know yet.
Well, you should know because you're a Jew.
I'm sorry?
You should know because you're Jewish.
Oh, it's Rosenberg, right?
Yeah, it's like, so she's part of the tribe, so you should know.
She's Jewish, yes. Okay, let's go back to the music. Ms. Latrina C, what's the number fourth song from the month of February?
She doesn't want to talk to you. She's over talking to you.
We already played Void 808, so what's the next song we have to play?
Okay. So, number fourth song for February on my drive.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
I'm sorry. Did you just climax? Like, what was that?
I'm sorry.
Hi, Trina. How are you, by the way? I'm sorry. I haven't talked to you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm living the dream on Derek Shapiro's show.
Are you playing the phone, John?
I think we are.
John?
What'd you say?
Are you playing the phone?
No. You guys were talking.
Oh, I'm sorry?
You guys were talking.
Yeah, play that song.
Here we go.
Okay. Who's on the Derek Shapiro show?
Right. Yeah, this bitch got some nerve. 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 Yeah, this bitch. I like boys. Roller skates, candy bars. High times perk me up. Disco in my drawers. Disco in my drawers. Disco in my drawers. Pump that bass, turn it up now. Do me. Do me. Gorgeous, gorgeous. I'm looking fucking gorgeous. Manny Petty still at you. This beat keeps me on my toes. Shades on, I'm on the road. Shiny disco ball. Shiny disco ball. I love the shiny disco ball. I wanna get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, my party people get down. Get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down. Your dirty secrets. When you're alone, send me dirty pics. You're my free fish. Bang bang, come and eat this. I'm Novocaine. Novocaine. Dance now, I wanna fucking dance now. Manny Petty still at you. This beat keeps me on my toes. Shades on, I'm on the road. Shiny disco ball, shiny disco ball. I love the shiny disco ball. I wanna get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, my party people get down. Get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, get down. I like disco, I love the disco. I like disco, I love the disco. I like disco, I love the disco. I like disco, I love the disco.
To, you know, finance, like the financial aspects of it. Yeah. fiscally, I guess I could say that, but I'm more liberal when it comes to social issues. Why do you always want to bring this shit up?
Because this is interesting now. See, Republicans, like George Bush, he started a war in Iraq.
So, war is good. War is good. It's good for the economy. I like war.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay, you're a tree hugger, and I really don't have time for this. Now you're going to tell me that people that are successful should give you their money. Are you going to tell me that next?
Well, okay, let me ask you a question now, Melissa. Republicans do not support the LGBT movement, and you support the LGBT movement,
well,
right?
Well, not all Republicans are like, hey, I hate gays. That's just, you know, not all of them do.
Do more Republicans support Chick-fil-A, or do more Democrats support Chick-fil-A?
Okay, let me tell you a story about Chick-fil-A. If people really thought that they were really friendly to the gay community, then they were high, because they're Baptist, darling. And in that principles that they state, they're against gay marriage because it's in their Bible, quote unquote. So don't come at me with that bullshit.
Wait, Melissa, do you mind if I interject for a moment?
Yeah.
Derek, I'm going to solve the whole Chick-fil-A issue right now. Basically, here's how it works. Any business that is so induced in the Catholic faith,
Baptist, whatever, it's the same difference.
I hate that Catholic, Baptist, Methodist bullshit. It's the same thing. It's just one person think God was born in a manger, the other people think he was born in an alley. Whatever. Point is this. Anybody that's so religious that they would close a fast food restaurant on Sunday, you know they got it. Then obviously they believe everything in the Bible, including the part
everybody.
That says.
And they hate everybody.
Yeah. You're a fast food restaurant. You close on a Sunday. That's someone who keeps holy the Sabbath. If they keep holy the Sabbath, 9 times out of 10, they're against gay marriage. It should not have been a shocker to everybody. It's like when Ricky Martin admitted he was gay. No one was shocked.
Yeah, because he has really pretty skin and nice hair.
No, of course, Jerry Truman being bi, okay?
What's up, Derek?
Yeah, Jerry.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this? You're my personal mail, okay? What do you think about this?
What do you think about Chick-fil-A?
About this Chick-fil-A stuff.
Oh, this Chick-fil-A stuff. I don't like what they do, but they're just not getting my money. But that's all I can say about it.
Now, Jerry, you be a bi, right?
Yeah.
Did you kiss Vinny Bucci's and Ian Vinny Bucci's girlfriend's hand at the same time?
No, because I think on one of my listeners that's listening now would be pretty jealous.
We don't have to be a Jerry's friend. So, hey, if I could be a creeper for one of Latrina's friends, and you could be a creeper with Vinny Bucci's girl.
You cannot be a creeper to one of my friends. This is what I'm saying to you.
What, if I had to choose, like, one of them?
It's
chicken served with hate.
Why are we still on this Chick-fil-A business?
Thank you. A voice of reason has shown up.
I mean, really, it's gotten fucking old, Derek. Can you find something else to talk about?
Derek, I love you, man, but we've done the Chick-fil-A story like 5 times, dude.
It's not even current events anymore.
Okay. We're going to get another topic up. The morning roast pretty soon, okay? Coming up after this. But first, let's go to the number 3rd song, Latrina.
Number 3 song for the month of February is Andy Grammer, Miss Me.
Because you guys miss me, don't you, right?
No.
Okay, here's Andy Grammer, Miss Me, okay?
I wake up and I'm sober, don't even know you anymore. Punch drunk on a feeling, lost in believing I was sure. I don't care what you have to say. Damn words get in the way. I don't wanna know. I know there'll come a time when I look you in the eyes and say I told you so.
I'm here, Derek.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Since when did you do you have a girlfriend?
A couple of months. We started dating in December.
Okay, so when did you meet her?
Huh?
Where did you meet her?
We've been friends for 2 years. So I met her through some mutual friends.
Derek, you're going in and out again.
Okay, hello?
Get a new phone service.
Hey, this is when you can do your plug for Metro PCS.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I'm having a voice over here on our show.
What do you say?
Wait, what?
You gotta say
something about liking.
Do you like the regular guy show?
You're breaking up, Derek.
Does she like the regular guy show?
No, have you brought her in the studio to the regular guy show?
Oh no, I haven't yet. I haven't brought up being in a relationship yet on the regular guy show. I mean, I've told Larry off the show, but I've never actually made it on the show news yet.
Really? So this is public. You brought it to the Derek Chappelle before the regular guy show.
on your
going
there?
Because I'm the true regular guy. Right? Because, look, I'm a stalker, and I provoke other guys kissing and other ladies kissing your girlfriend, right, Vinny?
Yeah.
Now, Melissa, come to the microphone for a second.
Oh, goodness. Yes, Eric.
Yes. Melissa, would you kiss Vinny Bucci's girlfriend on the hand?
Why do you want me to always dyke out and stuff? I only do that on, you know, I don't know when I do that.
Yeah. She needs a couple shots of Jaeger. Usually does the trick.
Melissa?
What?
Because Kenny, you can't do it in Atlanta, so Melissa, you have to kiss Vinny's girlfriend's hand.
No.
I'm going to do it anyway. I don't know her.
That's the point. Okay. Now, Vinny, let me ask you a question again, Vinny.
I'm listening.
Would you, if I was in Marietta right now, would have you brought your girl to the studio?
No, because she doesn't want to be scarred for life in person.
No, if you were in Marietta, I still would have brought her by. I mean, she wanted to come by today, so I invited her down.
Yes. Well, wait. I can see your feet, okay? Live on a TV camera, okay?
I see. Yeah, and, do you have a foot fetish like Southside Steve or something?
I do. Do you have to take off her shoes so we can see her bare feet?
She's looking at me with, she's burning a hole through my head, Derek, and she's saying no.
Okay, Melissa, I dare you by the end of the show to play footsies with Vinny Bucci's girlfriend.
Just because I did it that one time, Derek.
Derek, I dare you at the end of the show to get a new phone.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Who's saying that?
And Derek, I dare you by the end of the show to stop cock blocking me.
All right, so let's go on with the Morning Roast News. Vinny, let's talk about the Morning Roast News. Me and you were both on the Morning Roast in Macon, Georgia, right?
Yes, we were both guests. You on one, you were 1 week, I was the week after.
And their view is like bashing me and you. Why is that?
It's because they're all a bunch of key bangers, Derek, but at least they're banging something.
Yes, exactly. I mean, they're banging more than me.
Yeah, although while I was on the show, you were trying to bang a couple of those. You were trying to bang a couple of those girls yourself. Apparently, you're making a move. Apparently, you and Gamer Girl were getting real cozy on the chat room.
Yes.
And then there was you got stopped by Saibuki and this one guy. I think his name was Voldemort, the he/she who must not be named. I don't know what he was called.
It was Saibuki and it was Gamer Girl. And Gamer Girl was supposed to come on the show tonight, and since then we've been at war with each other. And there's even more war going on, which I might tell you next. Okay, but let's go on to the next song. Latrina, let's play the number two song.
The number two song would be Let's Go
Home.
J-Pro Fame and Rola, Radio Ready.
Here it is on Losers on the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 83.
All-star.
For the radio.
J-Pro Fame.
Rola.
I thought I told y'all I was ready.
I'm ready.
Pro.
So good. Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
My music.
Feel like baseline cat. Feel like baseline cat. Yo. Check. DJ, DJ, this gon' be a good year. When you put pro in rotation like a good year. Yeah, fam recognize the hood here. And we putting on to number, jumping off the books here. Word, it's crazy how JP Adam hit him with knowledge, polished like Stacey Adams. Lately chanting his song to keep the ladies dancing. They say he's handsome and love his style when the Navy asked him. Martin like Martin, I had a dream. More like a fantasy in HD on a plasma screen. When I was young, I didn't have a green. Now I'm deep in the dope, see more paper than a fax machine. That's the thing that got the haters hating. They on a job over time, amazing dedication. I get it, blazing, raising the roof. Check the station, I'm ready for the radio, so quick to speculate.
You the champion, DJ the radio. Scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town. It's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or
now we got the crowd hype. Sound tight, drinks up, we ready for a wild night. Style white lines, I write rhymes addictive. I ripped it last time, so this time they let me kick it. But a love, sure enough, she wanna kiss it. Ballistic, no bluff, just a poker face when I hit it. Casino style, now the chips are dropping mean. I got the green like I won big at a slot machine. Plotting things like the chicks for the next video. The next get rich quick scheme for checks, really though. Silly dough, launder clean, but still filthy though. Sick, not well, touch like bro, feel me, yo. Bro, he moving the crowd. These dudes is clueless, they losing them now. That's right, bro, bro. I'm doing it now, radio ready, on the air like cumulus clouds.
You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town, it's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International, I'm ready baby, I'm radio. Request a pro.
Get guap, top of the charts, the chosen one by the fans, they never flip-flop. Like sandals, can hold a candle, Mr. Big Shot. I spit hot and got it sold like a gift shop. Request pro, let's go to the tip top. We hot, here we come, ready? If not, kick rocks.
You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town, it's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International, I'm ready baby, I'm radio. You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound around town, it's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International, I'm ready baby, I'm radio.
Episode
83,
of course.
Plus, we talked about everything. Now, Vinny, let's get back to the morning roast deal, right?
Okay.
All right, so what happens next is you go on a feud, and one of the members, did you hear about that?
You hear about what?
Yeah, but one of the members in the morning roast got arrested.
Yes, I've heard about this. That was Anthony B. Harris.
Yes, now, because of the fact that he was at a protest, and he got arrested. So, do you know what happened after that?
Not exactly. I haven't been following the whole story. I know he's out now.
Yes, he's out now. Well, come to it, I got arrested about 2 years ago. I got arrested last year in Georgia for a suspended license, okay?
You sure did.
I'm sorry?
I said you sure did.
And my mugshot was up because of that.
Wow, I remember it said you got arrested. When I first read it, though, I thought it was about the Barnes & Noble incident you had a while back.
No.
Hey, how'd you get out of jail?
Really?
I'm sorry? Oh, because of John Richmond.
Wait, if it had nothing to do with the Barnes & Noble incident, then what did you go to jail for?
Oh, I went to jail for suspended license.
Oh, suspended license, okay.
Okay.
Was it Woodstock?
But.
Or Carterville. I think I drove.
I actually went to jail a year before that too.
Gee, Derek, you're a freaking winner.
Okay, because I had an altercation with somebody, okay, and it said battery, and it said simple assault, and it said cruelty to children because of the fact that children witnessed it.
Oh, okay.
Is he serious?
Okay.
Yes. I saw in the munch, I said cruelty to children. I'm like, that is unlike, why would Derek do that? Yeah. And now you're saying it was because they witnessed it. That's different. Okay, because you don't strike me as the type of guy that would do that would hit a child. Except, unless one of your own kids was bad, then you probably would do discipline, but I don't, you don't strike me as a guy that would hurt an innocent child.
You want
to hear
the dumb thing I did?
Sure.
I called the cops on myself, and I got arrested.
Wait, you're the one that called the cops on yourself?
But anyway, I went to counseling and everything about that, but, you know, I admit it to myself. People have been asking me sometimes when they pull up, if you Google Derek Shapiro, my picture comes up, so it's no news. Yeah, guys, how shocked are you this, that I'm admitting this on the air?
Sorry, man, we all got skeletons in our closet, man. Hell, the regular guys have been in jail numerous times. I was arrested 3 years ago, so. I was arrested 3 years ago at the Five Points MARTA station. I was arrested. I was wrongfully accused of evading payment. I fought it in court and was found not guilty.
Did you jump over the gate?
No, what happened was I was coming home from class and I was... And like most people my age, I was texting on my phone. And I'm staring at my phone. I'm not paying attention to anything. And apparently, one of the doors to the MARTA was already wide open. So I'm looking down. I'm not even paying attention. I just kept on walking. But the way I was walking, like if the doors had been closed, I would have just slammed right into the doors and looked like an idiot. So yeah, because I walked through the door. They walked through and the cop came up. And the MARTA cop came up to me. The rent-a-cop came up to me and said, he asked me what I was doing. He didn't tap your card. Here's the thing. I apologized, pulled out my card, and said, hey, man, I'll just gladly go back around and tap. It was an honest mistake. But instead of letting me go back around and tap, he handcuffed me and took me to jail.
So did the conversation go like that, or did you yell at him?
What do you say about this?
I didn't yell at him. I did not yell at the cop. I didn't yell at the cop because I'm not an idiot.
You went to Georgia State?
I went to Georgia State, yeah. Oh, see, I've learned the best way to, in my experience, the best way to deal with cops is just, you shut, like, most people say if you just shut up and answer their questions, they let you go. I have found that out. But on this particular incident, it did not work. He handcuffed me, they took me in, they put me in a holding cell for 30 minutes. I found out I could have sued that guy, because illegally, when they arrest you and put you in a cell, they're supposed to take the handcuffs off you. The cuffs never came off. They were literally still behind my back while I sat in that cell for 30 minutes, and they illegally searched my shit because they were trying to find weapons and drugs, and they found nothing, so they charged me with evading payment, which is a mandatory court appearance. I went to court, pled not guilty. 3 weeks later, I had to go back to court for a legit trial, and the cop didn't have the balls to show up, and I was found not guilty and went home.
Okay, so
Trina,
are you shocked about what I said tonight?
I just think some cops this whole judicial system sometimes is so unjust.
Well, are you shocked that I went to jail twice and I admitted it on the air tonight?
No, I didn't. I am not shocked about that.
All right, Melissa, Melissa, come on the radio for, I mean, come on the microphone for a second. I want to end this with a positive situation. All right?
I'm sorry.
Okay, Melissa and Latrina, I was talking to Latrina off the air. I want to change the subject before we get to the celebrity part. And Melissa, you're going to be doing this part, okay, Melissa?
Okay.
Now, but I want to tell you, before you tell who the celebrity is, because you're the same name as one of the celebrities. Now, last month, of course, in February, because, of course, I'm not playing the whole countdown, Latrina C has the number 10 spot for the month of February, by the way. Congratulations, Latrina C.
Congratulations.
But for this week of March 10th, 2013, Latrina C has the 12th spot in the week, okay, last dance, okay?
Uh-huh.
Which
you
play last. And guess who has the number 7 song for this week?
Oh my God, could it be me?
Yes, it is. It's reality, not a dream.
What do I win? Do I win something?
You wouldn't be on next month's Derek Shapiro show.
Oh, my God.
Now, Melissa?
Now,
I love enthusiasm, Melissa. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, Melissa, who's our two celebrities?
Two Jewish women with bad plastic surgery.
That's true. And what are the names?
Joan and Melissa Rivers.
And Melissa, you have the same initials as Melissa Rivers.
You are slick, Derek.
Hey, just like Vinny Bucci played Slick Rick and then Case the Razor host.
Yes.
Okay, here's the celebrity interviews, okay?
Okay.
Hello, Melissa Rivers. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Derek Shapiro from the Derek Shapiro Show. How you doing, Joan?
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Who do you think is going to win for Best Oscar?
Melissa, who do you think is going to win? I hope Argo wins for Best Movie. I think it is brilliant. And who do you think for acting? Anybody for Silver Lining.
Hey, can you give a shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show?
Sure. Hello, Derek Shapiro.
Thank you very much. Melissa, can you give a shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show?
Hey, Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you.
So, let me tell you how I got them, okay? Now, I was in New York coming down to Atlanta, and I waved, I was at the studio of Born in the Day Show, and I waved, and then I see some photographers that were over at GMA, and they happened to be at NBC Studios. So I say, what's happening? And they happened to say that Joan and Melissa Rivers' limo was there. So I went in NBC Studios, and I got the interview, and I got the shout-out for the Derek Shapiro Show.
That's a fascinating
and then,
story.
On my way out of NBC Studios, I was in the same revolver door as Joan Rivers. I'm telling you, you know what? Let me ask you a question, okay? Jerry Truman, let me ask you a question, Jerry.
What's up, Derek?
Jerry?
Yeah.
You know it was stupid for me not to ask for Joan Rivers' phone number so I could call her 16 different times?
What was that? Do I think you were so stupid for calling her on 16 different times?
No, I wish I would have called. I wish I would have got Joan Rivers' number or Melissa Rivers' number. Because I'm telling you, if I could stalk anybody, it would be a celebrity next time.
Dude, you're going to go to jail.
You would be an idiot.
A restraining order.
God damn it. You know, I'm already...
The only good thing that would come out of that is you would end up as a possible joke in our next special.
But you get more viewers.
I'm telling you, I should have hopped in the limo with them and just got arrested. I would have been on Access Hollywood that night.
You'd have got more viewers.
Hey, I'm gonna do that next time. If I can get arrested because of a celebrity, I think that'd be more. I think it'd be much better, wouldn't it, huh?
No.
I'm going to try to do that. That's going to be my goal for 2013, 2014.
No.
Really, it is. You yes. won't even have a show anymore.
That's what I was thinking. Thank you, yeah, Melissa. Yeah.
She will... That crazy bitch will sue for everything you've got.
Yeah.
Who would take over my show if I left the show?
Well,
they've already all been right. planning your takeover.
Yeah, I mean, we're already going to take over your show. Who are the five viewers?
Yeah.
I want to know, can they call? I want to talk to someone.
Yes.
I can tell you one of the five.
Who?
I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to Eric that's listening, one of my buddies that I met at, on the Blake. So what's up there, Eric?
Can Eric call?
Okay, so let's play the number one song for the month of March. Can we not get to the number one song?
Now, Jerry, what kind of buddy is Eric? Is he a hangout buddy or is he a derriere buddy? Is the radio term, I should say?
I would put him in the groupie buddy.
who's that guy you said?
Yeah, one of my groupie buddies, Eric, he likes to listen to all the radio shows that I'm on and everything, and likes to hang out on my Facebook and just text me like, where you at, bud?
Next time I come down to Atlanta, I'm going to meet your friend Eric because I want to have a Derek and Eric moment.
Okie dokie. <Okey-dokey. laughs>
Wow.
Okay. And you know, Latrina.
Yes.
When I play my best of show sometime in the near future, when I play Trina again, okay, the rapper, I'm going to have you introduce Trina, okay?
Awesome. I love her.
I interview
her actually twice, but she won. My interviews came out, and my second one didn't come out too good of hers. But anyway, Trina was awesome. She's a badass chick. Who likes Trina the rapper, guys?
I like Trina. She's got a big ass. I love it.
Yeah.
Wait, she's still rapping?
And I saw
a couple of her videos like 10, 15 years ago, and then that was it. She never showed up on TV again. Like,
hey, you want to have a great
thing? I actually saw Trina at home.
I saw the same cushion with the rapper Trina, and I never washed my ass since.
I didn't think you did that.
Now, wait, Derek. Was Trina as nasty in person as she is in her music and her videos? Because you hit the jackpot.
She did not come off as a badass chick.
Wow.
She came off as sweet. Yes, she is a sweet person. Yes, she is. And in addition to that, let's go with our number one song, Ms. Latrina.
Well, the number one. Tell you, I never get tired of singing this song. Mariah Carey featuring Rick Ross and Meek Mill, Triumphant, Get 'Em.
Oh, you like this song, huh?
No.
No. All right, we'll come back to close up the show right after this song.
Turn up.
I swear this word to my father, and the only way to make it to the top if you go and get it from the bottom. And I ain't never asked for no handouts, you won't carry me no Mariah. These haters love when I was dead broke, but they mad at me, I'm on fire, and I'm gon' burn, and they ain't gon' learn. I remember they said that it ain't my turn, but I ain't confirmed. Now the tables turned, just look at me now, try to hold me down, but I ain't gon' stop, cause I'm gon' climb to the mountain top.
Flashing cameras as I pose, throwing big money as she dances on the lime green Lamborghini dances in the road. License still suspended, no, I never stop for toes. Born slick talker, twice a week shopper, blow 100 racks, she don't know a Foot Locker. Red bottom boss house, biggest Baltimore, with a blonde bombshell trying to bond with your boy in a James Bond Beamer, chrome wheel, two seater. Smoking like Pimp C, spoken like a trill. On a cloudy day, baby, I can make it rain. Rubber band, 50 grand, bet it brighten up your day. Came from humble beginnings, then was summers and Benzes. Now it's hundreds of millions, this is only the beginning. A dawn, a diva, the bomb, achiever, the one, believer, the game gets deeper.
1983. And of course, we have still have the Treatise of Stan Johnson. We have Vinnie Bucci and Marietta. We have Jerry Truman and Melissa Rhodes. And we played the number one song. We played Melissa Rivers and Joan Rivers, of course. And so that brings us up to next month. Guess what's going to happen next month, guys?
What's happening next month?
We're going to have 10 viewers.
I'm sorry?
We're going to have 10 viewers.
No, we're going to be having Jagged Edge.
What date is that next time?
Oh, the third Thursday of every month, of course. And it re-debuts the last Thursday. I have posters of you in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, with you guys' picture on it. I'm telling you, no one has drawn a mustache on you guys yet.
Well, you can't draw a mustache on me. It's already there.
Is that the
18?
See, I beat him to the punch.
I'm sorry?
I beat him to the punch. I already got one. Unless you took a picture of me without a mustache and put it on the sign.
People can draw a beard on you, Vinny.
Oh, yeah.
So, I have some great news for you guys, okay? Columbia's great news.
What's the great news, man?
Okay, now, you know that you guys are in More Out of Life 2 that comes out in the summertime, okay? My second movie, right?
Yeah, More Out of Life, yeah.
Now, when I was down in Atlanta, you want to hear this now? Now, I mean, Erica G, courtesy of Miss Felicia, okay? She was supposed to come to the show, but I met up with her. I did a movie scene with her. And guess what?
Derek?
What? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Me and this lady, Erica, who I still talk to today, and she actually lived the life of me, but we live in two separate states. We kissed for the scene for the movie coming out in the summertime that you guys are in.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Derek Shapiro, wait a minute. There's a kissing scene in this movie.
I'm sorry?
So you're telling me there's a kissing scene in this one? Because there wasn't one in the radio show host.
Yes. In Mortal Life, which you're in the trailer, you're in Vinny, you're in Jerry, and you're in Melissa. I have a kissing scene of this lady named Erica. You cannot see this kissing scene until the summertime.
Only wow. In the movies, you're getting laid.
From a rated G to PG.
This is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. So, okay. So does that mean we have a PG-13 rating in this film, or?
We have a bed scene. No, okay.
Actually,
what I want
you
to do is, okay?
Ass shot?
What I want...
Wait,
for the show or the PG? Or for the movie or the PG?
Jerry, did you hear ass shot?
No.
I'm sorry?
No, Melissa thought you said there was an ass shot in the movie.
Oh, now you... Well, you know what? Let me ask a question. Do you think we should all do nudity in the next movie?
What did he say? Derek wants to know if we all should do a... If each of us should have our own nude scenes in the next movie.
No.
Derek, I'm already telling you, my girlfriend just said no on that one.
Like a nude beach, you know?
You can do a nude shot.
Like a nude beach, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he said he wants to film once, but like, wait a minute. What would a beach scene have to do with no lips, no teeth?
I can't even have a discussion, you guys. That is so lame.
No, I'm just saying, that's the next movie. That's the next movie we're doing is No Lips, No Teeth, which to me sounds like the title of a how-to blowjob video. That's why I'm still a little scared about this No Lips, No Teeth concept, bro.
We're not doing that.
No. No lips, no teeth, no clothes.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know no clothes was in it, too. Wow. Is there going to be a censor? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I can't speak for Melissa, but Jerry and I, if you want us to be nude in this movie, Derek, Jerry and I are going to need some fluffers. I'm going to be real with you right now. Because we are not porn stars. We're comedians. So I don't know if we're qualified to be nude in this film. We're going to need some backup on this.
Hey, let me ask you a question, though, okay? If our viewers get nude, what would that be like?
The what?
If our viewers get nude, how would that be?
This is a stupid conversation. I'm not going to lie to you. This is dumb. Let's move on. Let's wrap this up.
Okay, let me thank everybody for being part of the show this week, okay, this month, actually. Let me thank John Richmond. Thank you once again for producing the show.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
we finish before 9 o'clock this time, you know? Let me thank Latrina C. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Vinny Bucci.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Jerry Truman.
Thank you, Derek.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Ms. Melissa Rose. Now, Melissa, I'm not there, but let me answer one question.
Do you like anal?
No, that's not the question. No. I want you to kiss your own hand, but I can't kiss your hand this time in the studio.
Really, Derek?
Okay, kiss your feet. I don't know.
No, Derek, really? Okay, listen, this is important. I can't be here next Thursday. I mean, that next Thursday. So I have to call in.
Okay, you still be part of the show. Okay, that's good. All right.
But I'm not going to stay on the phone for like an hour because I'll be in Florida and I can't.
Wait, where are you going to be?
I have to go to Tony's dad's memorial service.
You want to broadcast the lives?
Not really.
Are you serious? All right. Well, I
that would be
show.
That would be an awkward broadcast.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna do that. Okay, that's really awkward. Okay. You're strange. Goodbye, Trina. It was nice talking to you, Derek. Yeah. Kiss a good man's ass.
Also, Tony. Wait, give Tony a hug for me, okay?
I'll give him a handy for you.
I'm sorry.
I can't repeat that.
She said she'll give him a handy for you.
Good, okay, great. Thank you very much. Let's end the show now. Thank you very much. We'll see you next
time. Bye, Derek.
Bye-bye. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Bye.